Welcome to another Colts Daily Update on Colts.com.
Welcome to the Daily Update on a Thursday. I'm Matt Taylor, and again, the podcast can be found on Colts.com, the Colts mobile app, and on iTunes and TuneIn. Tell your friends about the TuneIn and the iTunes part. That's relatively new in the grand scheme of things. All you have to do is type in Colts in the search field, and it should pop up right there for you. Today, I'm kind of emptying out the notebook, if you will, on the Frank Reich hire. It's been a very busy week. On tomorrow's Daily Update, we're going to talk about the draft a little bit. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a huge draft guy. And I know that with the Colts having the third pick in the draft this year, there's a lot more intrigue surrounding it. It's not often the Colts pick in the top five. People around here are used to the Colts, you know, picking 26th, 27th, 29th around midnight, 11:30 hour in round one on Thursday night in primetime. This year, that third pick could be before 8:30 on Thursday night. So there's a lot to talk about with the Colts in mind in the draft, a very important offseason coming up for this franchise. So I usually just kind of cram for the draft a few weeks before. I just don't really go overboard with it because there's so many people doing that already this day and age. It's 2018. I think my neighbor has four mock drafts out already. So I kind of just sit back, and then when the draft approaches, I kind of hit it hard then. So let's tie up some loose ends on Frank Reich today. That the draft talk is coming up tomorrow. But let's discuss some things that may have been overlooked during this busy week with Frank Reich dominating the headlines. We know that Frank was on the Colts' initial list of candidates, but they did not talk to him during the wild card weekend of the playoffs for a couple of reasons. A, Reich did not make the Colts' first round of interview cuts, if you will, meaning the Colts only had so much time that week to interview candidates. So Reich did not get an interview from the Colts because, you know, they had whatever, however many guys on their list. They had three or four guys they wanted to talk to. Time was precious. They could only get in so many interviews, squeeze in so many interviews during that week that Reich just was kind of left off that list per se. And B, Reich also told his agent that he didn't want to take interviews during the playoffs because he wanted to focus solely on forming a game plan for Nick Foles in each round of the postseason. Very admirable, if you ask me, but obviously that goes against the process that aspiring head coaches have to take if they want to get a head coaching gig someday in the NFL. So when the McDaniels thing went down, Reich was on the Colts' list of candidates to talk to again. And according to Chris Ballard, he loved what he heard from Frank during the interview, stayed patient. And when it was all said and done, you know, there's that story going around right now that Chris Ballard immediately texted Bill Polian and said, "How is this guy not a head coach already?" So you could say it worked out well in the end for both parties. Maybe not how each party planned, but they're here together right now nonetheless. And going back to that comment by Ballard, "How is this guy not a head coach already?" Based on what I saw on Tuesday during my interview with him, again, it's very brief time. I recognize that. But based off of my time with him, based off of everything that I had heard leading up to Frank being hired, the press conference on Tuesday, how he interacted with the media, what he said during the press conference, how he answered some really difficult questions. Yeah, how is Reich not a head coach already somewhere? I mean, how is this guy still available? Reich interviewed for a couple of different openings in the past with the Jets and the Bills back in 2015. He was also passed over at his alma mater at Maryland a few years ago. How does that happen? How does Maryland not hire this guy? You know, it's not like Frank Reich was all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden he turned into this great guy and this great football coach in the last 2 months. No, he's been doing it for a long time. How did all these other football programs pass on Frank Reich? What do you want? What are you looking for? You know, how much character could you ask for? It's kind of a head scratcher, but I guess, again, it all works out for the Colts in the end. I've heard the term divine intervention. This was supposed to happen. Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. I also posted something today, kind of switching gears a little bit, talking about the Colts defense now under the direction of Matt Eberflus and Reich's belief in him. Reich takes over the job with Matt, not necessarily being his guy, not necessarily being his choice as defensive coordinator, but you know, it's an agreement with Ballard that Eberflus is qualified for the job, and Frank Reich sees no red flags in going elsewhere with the position in mind. And Reich also likes the loyalty that the Colts are showing and honoring he and the other assistant coaches' contracts after the McDaniels back out of last week. So here's Reich talking about Matt Eberflus and a switch to a 4-3 defense.
You know, it was unique dynamics. Let's be real. I mean, it was a unique dynamic. You come in and your defensive coordinator is already hired. But the great news is, coming into the interview process, I had already done a lot of homework knowing that that was the case, talked to a lot of people. And literally, you're trying to find something, you know, trying to unturn some red flag. And I just couldn't find any red flags anywhere. I mean, every comment, every mark was quality, great person, great character, incredible coach. And I just think the overall scheme that Matt is going to bring in the 4-3 front and, you know, Tampa 2 scheme and everything that that stands for is really going to fit well with what we're going to do.
What do you like about Matt as the defensive coordinator?
Well, you know, I probably spent a short time with Matt. First of all, I like his defensive philosophy and scheme, you know, in the 4-3 scheme and that they'll bring there. I know I've been playing against it for the last 2 years. He was in Dallas. I know the problems that it presents offense. I like the speed of it. I like how it'll be built. I think it'll complement what we do offensively. So I think it's all good.
It's Frank Reich.
And then talking to Matt personally, you know, I know it was over the phone, but he's just an impressive man.
See, and people say that, and obviously he was in Dallas, people thought he was going to be the heir apparent to Rod Marinelli, which made a lot of sense, and he ends up here. And that can be an awkward situation, but, you know, one that as long as you feel comfortable in moving forward, that's really all that matters, Frank.
That is all that matters. And, you know, sometimes teams are formed in strange ways, and that's what I believe, and that's where I believe this is going to head for us. It's going to be the right connection point for his defense and for our team and what we'll do offensively.
That last clip coming from our flagship station in Indianapolis, FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan, on the ride with JMV weekdays in the afternoons. So that's Frank Reich on the defense. That goes along with what Chris Ballard has been saying about a 4-3 defense in Indianapolis. Take a listen to what he said after the press conference on Tuesday.
I think it fits. I've been in the 3-4 now the last, I don't know, since Kansas City, so the last 5 seasons. We had a lot of success with it in Chicago and fell in love with the defense, know how to scout it. Y'all played it here before. I think it fits our indoor surface. I don't want to say this for a fact, but I don't know if a 3-4 team's ever won a Super Bowl. And it fits our indoor surface. It fits what the league's going to now. We have athletic quarterbacks in our division that we're going to have athletic players with speed to be able to chase those guys down.
I'm thinking Steelers.
But they're an outdoor team.
Okay.
Indoor, 3-4 indoor team. Right. Yeah.
So there you go. Give the Colts credit for being steadfast to this change. They're doing it in plenty of time of the free agency period, plenty of time before the draft. They can now start to tailor some of their new players to fit what they're trying to do on defense. And that's basically having a faster scheme, quick defensive ends, outside linebackers that are more athletic, that can run and cover in space. And it does make sense the way that Chris Ballard puts it. You know, you have a fast indoor surface at Lucas Oil Stadium. You play in the AFC South where, you know, you're inside on the road in Houston. It's always sunny in Jacksonville every time the Colts play down there. It's usually nice in Tennessee outside. Now the question is, how many guys currently on the team right now fit the mold of a 4-3 defense, and can they make that transition with some pieces already in place? You know, up front, I think you're going to be okay. They have Jonathan Hankins, Henry Anderson, Al Woods, and Hassan Ridgeway. That's a nice little rotation of tackles. You could also experiment with putting maybe Henry Anderson at defensive end, but I think as of now, as things stand now, I think Jabal Sheard would be the guy to play defensive end in a 4-3. And then at linebacker, what about John Bostic and Antonio Morrison? Those guys were primarily your starters last season. Are they good 4-3 linebackers? And I think it's kind of hard to say. you know, on Morrison because he's only played in a 3-4 since he began his NFL career. And you have to be able to consistently cover backs and tight ends in a 4-3 defense. And, you know, we've seen him struggle with that at times in the past. So, you know, the change is underway. The Colts scouting department is already looking at difference makers on defense that can help the Colts again in free agency in the draft. But they were 30th in the NFL in points and yards allowed in 2017. And could they spend the third pick in the draft on defense? You know, could they get an elite pass rusher? And we all know how hard those are to come by. Might a guy be available with the third pick? Would the Colts be leaning in that direction, knowing they need some pass rush help, specifically moving to a 4-3 defense? We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's podcast. I'm scheduled to talk with Charlie Campbell from WalterFootball.com tomorrow. That's a great draft website. We've talked with him before in the past. And we'll start talking up the draft and all the scenarios that might play out for the Colts on the Friday show. But that's it for now. Thanks for listening. And we'll do it again tomorrow right here on the Colts Daily Update.